Wizard Entertainment presents A Thousand Years of War, the story of Aleria and Turalyon by Robert Brooks. Narrated by Stephen Pacey. Part 1, Two Bright Lights. Turalyon stood alone, unmoving, silently witnessing the death of a world. It had been only hours since the sealing of the dark portal. The land of Draenor crumbled, continents cracked open, the oceans heaved and boiled. Huge chunks of earth were thrown into the sky, and there they stayed, aloft, spinning slowly, refusing to fall back to the ground. Reality itself was unraveling. Turalyon was calm. He was not afraid. The light was with him, even here in this strange place. This was not Draenor. It looked like Draenor, yes, but he was not truly there. The cracked red plains of Hellfire Peninsula stretched out beneath his feet, yes, but he was not truly there. In the distance, he could see the hastily wrought Alliance staging ground, honor hold, stubbornly withstanding the quakes and tremors. And yet, he was not truly there. Turalyon had been there, of course. Only a few hours ago, he had been fighting for his life there. Hellfire Peninsula had been filled with orcs, Alliance soldiers, broken war machines, the corpses of the fallen, discarded weapons, and all the other detritus of battle. He saw none of that now. There was no sign a battle had ever taken place. Only empty, dead ground surrounded him. He was offered a view of Draenor's destruction, but no, he was not truly there. He was in another realm, one he did not know. The skies were dark, twisting, filled with strange, conflicting powers. He could see entire worlds hanging in the distance, seemingly close enough to touch, and yet unimaginably far away. He felt the light intermingling with the shadow. He felt the primal, uncontrolled forces of chaos and order, life and death, clashing here. He didn't know this place, nor did he know how to escape it. He kept watch for any familiar faces. Khadgar, Danath, Cerdran, Aleria. He wondered if they had survived. He remained still, staying out in the open, letting the light flow through him. He would be patient. He would be a beacon for anyone else in this place. Time passed. Nothing appeared before him. But that did not mean nothing was there. Turalyon felt eyes upon him from the east, malevolent eyes. As the hours drifted onward, the sense of that predatory gaze did not fade. Whatever it was, it hungered for blood. Turalyon spoke aloud, just to break the silence.
Let it come. Let it know the light's strength.
Behind him, from the west, a voice called out. A familiar voice. One he had prayed to hear again.
Turalyon!
He turned, smiling. She had found him.
Aleria! Thank the light.
His breath caught. Her bow was raised, arrow knocked, aiming true at his heart. She released. Above the snap of her bow string, she called a single word.
Left!
Turalyon didn't hesitate. He ducked to his left. The arrow flew past. He felt its breeze on his neck as it sailed on. It arced to the ground hundreds of paces away. Turalyon could see it sticking upright in the red dirt, feathers quivering. Aleria Windrunner approached him slowly, drawing another arrow. Her bow remained low, aimed at the ground. Her head turned, eyes darting, looking for a target.
Apologies. I meant my left, not yours.
Turalyon glanced at the arrow in the distance.
Testing my reflexes? Or did you